Mr. Norris, how are you?
Oh, I'd be fine, Mr. Simon, and hello to Mr. John Hall.
Hey, now, I haven't had a chance to look at realsurf.com to see what's happening.
Well, what's happening is, good news, surfers, get out there, because if you got waves there yesterday, you're going to get waves there today.
Hey.
We've had a bit of luck with this particular pulse. It peaked yesterday. It looks like it's got a couple of peaks in it. It peaked yesterday morning and held through the day, then dropped a little during the nighttime hours, and then has come back up again. I think that this second bounce will be the last one, and then tomorrow, Sunday, I expect it to be smaller. But right now, Simon, any place that's got south exposure is topping 11-second period 2-meter south swell just at the moment with northwest winds, and that means offshore for most places. So the combo is very good. These are experienced surfer waves only at those exposed spots. This is not a day for beginners to notice that there are waves and paddle out. This is a phenomenon that does happen where people just starting out kind of go, oh, wow, look, those are waves, and then they paddle out and run into difficulty. So not a day for beginners at most beaches. You should be able to find, if you're a beginner and desperate to get in the water, all 16, 17 degrees of it, you should be able to find a semi-protected place. I would look at Colroy over in the northern beaches. Good place to go for learners. Should be pretty protected. It's probably pretty safe in there in the corner in Manly as well. But by and large, the real juice is hitting those south exposed spots, and it'll depend on what the banks are like as to how good the waves are. But gee, there are fantastic waves. DUI, I just looked at them, and Curly was great yesterday. Haven't heard about Bondi. I'd be so surprised if those banks ever got any good. Maroubra would have waves for sure, cranking there, and down the Shire. It's happening everywhere, Simon.
Hey, and over the next week?
And over the next week, we're looking at dropping. This is our peak, I think, for between now and when I speak to Angela next weekend. On current form, the models are not showing a great deal of activity. We are heading, of course, getting closer and closer to spring, to the more variable weather systems, the big high-pressure systems that keep the swell-generating lows a little too far away from our window so we don't get as much energy. So we're kind of moving into that phase. But nice little pulse out there. All that other stuff's abstract.
Hey, Don, get out there.
I will, my man.
Stop talking to me and go surfing.
That's my plan.
Have a good weekend.
Yes, Simon.